He said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. Then the men became extremely frightened, and they said to him, How could you do this? For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Welcome, everyone, to the Traveling Pulpit Podcast. I am Vernon Sheridan, the man with the unscripted voice, and I want to thank you for joining me on today. Traveling Pulpit family, you know it goes without saying that today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Traveling Pulpit family, we are going through the book of Jonah. We are continuing our study in Jonah, taking our time in this brand new year, looking at what new opportunities await us in this new year. But we cannot have the fear of the new opportunities that await us in the new year. We must go forth wholeheartedly, planted both feet down with our face directly planted on the Lord. We cannot allow distractions to persuade us, to lead us astray, but we must stay focused on the Lord's call, because there is someone who needs to hear this message because they have been called and they have a purpose upon which the Lord has called them. Jonah is someone whom the Lord has called. This is why we are in this book. We're taking our time getting through this book. And Jonah felt that the call of God wasn't for him. Just like some of you feel like the call of God is not for you, when in fact it is. Because when God chooses someone, he does not remove that calling from them, no matter what. You can run, you can hide, but one thing that you will not do is outrun the calling that's on your life. And that's what Jonah made the mistake of doing. So on today, Jonah, where we left off last week, Jonah went into the city of Joppa and boarded a ship to go to Tarshish. And so while now that he's on the boat, he went down into the boat and went to sleep. Imagine that. You running from the Lord, and you're so comforted in your running from the Lord that you find peace in doing so. Not many people can do that, can run from the Lord and find peace. Actually, we all can, because we've all done it, being honest, but not a lot of people can stay there. That's what I'm trying to say. Not a lot of people can stay there, because the Lord, if you are truly called, will come after you with everything in his possession. And trust me, the Lord has everything in his possession. So there is nothing that you can do to outrun the call of God. Well, something happened now that Jonah was on this boat. The boat encountered rough seas, and the men on the boat, though they were of other beliefs or other religions, they started to figure out where this ruckus came from. And all the lots that they did fell on Jonah, and they went and woke Jonah up, and they said, wait a minute, man, how is it that you sleep? Tell us, you know, what's going on? And so Jonah told them down in Jonah 1 verse 9, he says, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. And then the men became extremely frightened, and they said to him, how could you do this? For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because Jonah told him. Now, here's the thing about the Lord. The Lord is so powerful that people from other religions know that he exists. The Lord is so powerful that people from other religions know that he exists. He is so powerful that non-believers have to respect him anyhow. They have to respect him because they know he exists, but they choose to deny him. It is a choice, just like these men. These men knew the presence of the Lord, but they chose not to acknowledge him as Lord. But here's what's funny, Traveling Pulpit family, and those who I'm talking to. When the Lord calls you, he's calling the people around you also. Why? Because your presence has the Lord inside of that, you know, that aura people talk about. There's something different about you. There's a different spirit about you. There is a different light about you. You're carrying the spirit of the Lord inside of you, and it goes wherever you go, and it attaches itself to whomever you're attached to. That's what's happening with these men. The presence of the Lord has attached themselves to these men, and these men are now afraid because they know what the Lord can do, because they know who he is. And there's people around you who know the Lord. Not that they want to acknowledge him, but they know him. They know who he is. And therefore, your presence is what it is, what's making enemies, because they don't want to believe. You ever heard, I think it was a post, Facebook post, they said, you know, people can't stand you because, you know, your light is affecting their darkness. That's because you walk in light, because you have the calling of God on your life. And it's time that you take that calling to the next level. And in 2024, it's time to do so. It's time that you cannot be afraid any longer. You must do what the Lord has called you to do, whether it is to start a business, whether it is to finish that degree, whether it is to go after that promotion, whatever the Lord has called you to do, it is time for you to do it. You cannot do it with fear. You can no longer be afraid to give the Lord the opportunity. I know we live in the world. We live in a fallen world. And we live in a sin-sick, sin-filled world. And everything that can go wrong seems to go wrong. But here's the thing. When the Lord has called you and he has purposed you, even in a sin-sick, sin-filled world, he will protect you. This I know for certain. This I know for absolutely certain. Sometimes we encounter bad things that we say happen to good people, but we don't know whom the Lord has chosen for what period of time he's chosen them for. But what we do know is that there are people who cross our paths for a purpose, for a season, for a time. And that calling is in direct relation to that, to those people who cross our paths. But it's you. You have been called, just like Jonah has been called. So Jonah tells them, it is because of me that the sea is the way it is. But if you throw me in the water, the sea will become calm again. Now, here's where it gets interesting, traveling pulpit family. Jonah told them what to do, but the men ignored the advice. See, when the Lord calls, he equips. And he prepares. And when people speak, you have to listen. Jonah told them, throw him over and the sea will calm. But the men were so afraid of doing so, they started to row desperately back to Joppa. You see, when you have that call on your life, and people try to take the place of the Lord doing the Lord's work, You know, I'll do that for you. Don't worry about it. I'll do that for you. The Lord has already done it. There is nothing you can do. You have to let the Lord do what he says that he's doing, because he said it and he's doing it. You have to let the Lord do it. You have to let the Lord take charge. And so the men felt like they needed to be in charge. They needed to be the ones to get Jonah back to Joppa. But God had already set in place what he wanted Jonah, the purpose of what he wanted Jonah for. Remember, traveling pulpit family, you are closer to the end from where you began. They were closer to Tarshish than they were to Joppa, but yet they tried to turn around and go back to Joppa. But you are closer to your destination than your starting point. Continue to go with God. Continue to follow that calling. Continue to plug in to those resources that the Lord has placed in your life, to the people around you. This is why these people come into your life for a season, because they are plug-ins. They are the ones to come into your life to help you build where you want to go and what you want to do. Some will stick around, some will not. But these are the plug-ins that the Lord had set in place to get you where you need to be, because these men on the boat are where Jonah needs to be. Jonah has an appointment to go to Nineveh. The Lord never told him how to get there. The Lord never told him what he had to do to get there, but Jonah took it upon himself to do it on his own. And then these men are now tied in the calling of Jonah. And these men want to help Jonah now. It's not their responsibility to help Jonah. Jonah told them what to do, and they didn't do it. So therefore, they have become a part of Jonah's calling now. There are people in your life that are the same way. They want to help you so bad that they have become a part of your calling. But here's the thing. The men finally listened to Jonah, and they threw him overboard. And when they threw him overboard, the raging sea stopped. It stopped because they finally succumbed to what they wanted to do. And they listened to the man of God who had the calling on his life to do what he instructed them to do. And they threw him overboard. They threw him in the water. And guess what happened? The water ceased. The raging storm calmed. And the sea was peaceful once again. Now here's where, this is what I love right here. Because of Jonah's calling, because of Jonah's stance on who he is, who he believes in, and who he serves, Jonah made non-believers believers. And all he said was, he is a Hebrew, and he fears the Lord God of heaven who made the sea and the land. See, it don't take much, Traveling Pulpit family, to tell someone whom you serve. But you're not telling them with words. You're telling them with your lives. You're telling them with your actions, because people are watching you. These men watch Jonah. These men had succumbed to their own thoughts. They had come to the end of themselves, and they were, who is it that is the cause of this storm? When they found that out, and Jonah explained to him who he was, who he is, and who he serves, they got fearful because they know who the Lord is. They know who the Lord is, and they served other gods. These men served other gods because they started to call on the gods that they served, and the sea was still raging. But when they listen and succumb to Jonah's word, and they threw Jonah overboard, the God who made the sea and the dry land, the raging sea stopped. It stopped. And the men all became believers. The Bible says in Jonah 1:16, the men feared the Lord greatly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows, meaning they became believers. You know, we have this thing going on right now, you know, about this word Christian. You know, what's a Christian? Christianity. What's a Christian? Christianity. They became believers. And in 2024, the Lord is still calling believers. He's calling for believers. And I believe that the person who hears this message has a great calling on their life. And because of them, they're going to make believers out of naysayers just because of who they are, because of the calling that the Lord has placed upon their life. So do not be afraid, Traveling Pulpit family, in 2024 to do what is necessary under heaven. In the presence of the Lord, he has called you to do something great. It's time for you to do it great. If he has purposed you to start that business, if he has purposed you to finish your degree, if he has purposed you to go after that promotion, nothing in this world can stop that, but you cannot deny it. You must move forward. If you want for yourself to get in better shape, he has purposed you for that. If you want to get your driver's license this year, he has purposed you for that. Whatever it is that you feel like the Lord is calling you to do, that is because he's calling you. He's calling you to do it. But just remember, he's not doing anything foolish. He's not doing anything outside of his will, because what the Lord is calling you to, he's first calling you to discipline. He's calling you to repent. He's calling you to baptism. He's calling you to a newness of life. So with all those things said, he's calling you to a new life. And in 2024, this is what he wants for you, a new life. Will you give that to him? Traveling Pulpit family, I want to thank you once again for just allowing me the few moments I have to come and share with you the word of God. I hope that this message helps you in whatever way you choose to receive it. I pray that this message will resonate in you, and that the calling on your life will be just exuberantly flourished inside. And I hope and pray that you will do just what the Lord is asking you to do, and so that you will not find yourself in any type of unwanted trouble. Because as we go into chapter 2 of Jonah, we see some things that that will happen to Jonah coming into the end of the first chapter, going into the second chapter. So with that being said, I am Vernon Sheridan, the man with the unscripted voice, saying thank you. Looking forward to doing this with you on next week, if it is the Lord's will. Be on the lookout for Wednesday with the Word. For the Traveling Pulpit Podcast, I'm Vernon Sheridan, the man with the unscripted voice. I love you. Bye for now.